This is going to be the national anthem in 6 weeks. You'll see. Ashley Escathas here. She's the senior editor of CNET TV, host of Tomorrow Daily. Ashley, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, they're going to play that at the Olympics whenever we win a medal.
Yep.
Oh, my God. If there was a Pokemon Go event, I would finally get to the Olympics.
Don't give up.
All right, everybody, we've been talking about this, and just before you joined us, my kids were out past curfew last night playing Pokemon Go, but here's the thing. They were in our little downtown LaGrange area. There were tons of other kids out there. Everybody is honestly being more social than they were. They're getting exercise, and what's wrong with this?
Oh, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. It's a national obsession. I mean, it's pretty great. It's a phenomenon. That it's pretty interesting because, you know, people who are around the age of 30 right now were 10 when Pokemon came out. And now it's, you know, and as they got older, they kind of maybe hung up their Game Boys and their, you know, and their Nintendo DSs and things like that. And now they have their smartphone with them all the time so they can get back into the Pokemon game. So it's huge, huge. And even people who have never heard of Pokemon before are playing it. Everybody, it's a huge craze.
My older son, Michael, is a Nintendo snob, so he's always been into this. He's gotten the Nintendo 3DS and he's kept up to date, but this is exciting for him. And then he and his little brother out, hanging out, meeting people. It's already past Tinder in app downloads, and it's getting close to Twitter.
Yeah, the user base is getting, it's about to surpass Twitter. More users than Twitter in less than a week, which
is...
Oh,
my God.
Super impressive, and so much so that investors flocked to Nintendo stock and added between $8 and $9 billion with a B dollars of valuation to the company.
And when will the nation wake up? When will they realize?
You are like the crotchety old man who says, "Get off my lawn with your
in
Pokemon."
This case, I guess I am, but when will everybody realize we're wasting our time?
But Bill, why do you want to wake up from this beautiful Pokemon Go dream?
All right, good point.
You didn't play video games when you were younger?
Yeah, so, I did. Yeah,
we catch them all. We got to catch them all. That's what it is.
All right, so I was saying to Wendy, there's no way to win this, right? Do people understand that you can't win this? You can't win them all.
Well, that's the inherent appeal, right? So as you go, it's sort of a never-ending vending machine of happiness. You know, you go in there, you catch a Pokemon, you feel good, and then, you know, you come back, you catch another one. But there's a dark side. There's a dark side to Pokemon Go, guys.
What? Tell us the dark side.
Well, there are some in-app purchases that help enhance gameplay, like lures, where you can set up a lure and Pokemon will kind of congregate around there, bringing people as well, obviously, because they want to catch those Pokemon. And somebody bought a lure and ended up robbing a handful of people at gunpoint, which is not great.
Pokemon would not approve of this.
No, no. Ash and Pikachu are saying this is not a great idea. So, this is it's pretty interesting to sort of see it kind of unfurl as a social phenomenon and the good uses, which is, like you said, you know, families getting together. I've seen pictures of parents whipping out their old Pokemon cards to show their kids. What the original Pokemon used to
look like. Why are you rolling your eyes? You collect toys.
Oh my God.
What is the difference?
Oh, my God. Because I'm not going to pretend that it's...
baseball cards. It's like showing a kid old baseball cards.
But you can get all the... Like, on any given year, you can get all of those if you want.
Why is everything so black and white with you?
It just disturbs me that instead of doing concrete things with our lives right now, this has become a thing. That this is the... Everyone in the country, with all that's going on, this is what they're doing, is catching pretend monsters. That doesn't scare you at all?
No, my kid's
it's
doing...
It's not your spare time. I just asked you to quickly name a book you've read, and you couldn't think of a book you've read.
Because I don't like to read.
Think about what you just said.
No, you think
about those
about
words. I don't like to read.
If it's something I'm interested in, I will pick up a book and read it. Right now, I don't have any downtime. So for 10 minutes in between something...
Then do it. Then catch all the monsters. I don't want to make you angry,
you
but think about what you just said. I don't like to read. You don't find that tragic at all?
I guess I do like to read if I have time to sit back and do it, but I don't.
All right. Okay.
But I mean, that's what...
You had a couple minutes. catch a couple Pokemon.
And Ashley, that's what makes this world go round, too. You know, like, I've wasted hours and feel stupid for playing Candy Crush when I could be reading a book. If there was a book I wanted to read, I would do that instead. I'm reading a book on how to declutter my house. I do, like, self-help books more than literature at this point in my life.
Well, I got a great book recommendation. Do you want one?
Yes. So I can prove to Bill I know how to read.
It's called Seven Eves by Neal Stephenson, and it's about the moon blowing up, and they have to figure out what to do.
Seven
it's
Eves.
It's pretty great.
All
Seven
right.
Eves, E-V-E-S. It's awesome.
And
it's very good.
I was just reading something that came over about an hour ago, that if you signed into this Pokemon Go with your Google account, it has access to all your Gmail stuff. That's bad.
So that yesterday the news broke that Pokemon Go would have access, full account access to your Google account if you used Google to sign in. Fortunately, it turns out this is not actually the case. It just has access to your username and I think it's your username and it's just your email address and that's it. But it doesn't have access to, you know, your deep account, full account access.
It can't get your emails.
Yeah, it can't read your emails. It's not looking at your Gmail. A couple people did some tests and they figured out, no, it actually can't access your Gmail. It's only accessing your user ID and your email address if you log in with your Google ID. So fortunately that's been thwarted, but some people last week are in a little bit of trouble for sideloading on Android. So When you load an app that isn't in the App Store on Android or iOS, it's considered sideloading. So you can do that and load things that maybe are not apps that are approved. On iOS, you have to jailbreak your phone, and on Android, you can actually just click a button in security that says "Allow me to load apps not in the Google Play Store." And so some people really wanted Pokemon Go early. And they ended up sideloading an app, a version of the app that had some malware on it.
Uh-oh.
And so, so it's never a good idea to do that unless you know what you're doing. And even then, you may not be able to know what's inside those Android app packages. They're called APKs. Most people, it's always scary when you know just enough about technology to kind of get yourself into trouble, but then you don't know enough to get yourself out of trouble. So if you're not really sure about sideloading apps, if there's something you really, really want, but it's not quite out in the Google Play Store yet, just wait. Patience is key. And the official app came, hours later, but it, a lot of people had already loaded the bad version of the app into their phone. So
be patient and read a book. That's what we've learned today.
Please.
Ashley, thank you so much.
That's right.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
It's Ashley Escada, senior editor of CNET TV.
Are you reading
that? Tomorrow Daily. Yes. I've had it published. It's in book form. We'll take a quick break. Hopefully this national nightmare will be over. Steve's got the news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Loading an app, a version of the app that had some malware on it.
Uh-oh.
And so, so it's never a good idea to do that unless you know what you're doing. And even then, you may not be able to know what's inside those Android app packages. They're called APKs. Most people, it's always scary when you know just enough about technology to kind of get yourself into trouble, but then you don't know enough to get yourself out of trouble. So if you're not really sure about sideloading apps, if there's something you really, really want, but it's not quite out in the Google Play Store yet, just wait. Patience is key. And the official app came, hours later, but it, a lot of people had already loaded the bad version of the app into their phone. So
be patient and read a book. That's what we've learned today.
Please.
Ashley, thank you so much.
That's right.
Thanks, Ashley.
Thank you.
It's Ashley Escada, senior editor of CNET TV.
Are you
reading
that?
Host of Tomorrow Daily. Yes. I've had it published. It's in book form. We'll take a quick break. Hopefully this national nightmare will be over. Steve's got the news. Bill and Wendy, WGN.